And yet, if you look very deeply into the deepest sense of who you are, of I am, where does that feeling of I come from? Of that sense of something so precious in here, and that's called I. And then saying, I don't want to lose that because there's something so precious here, it's unimaginable that the world could ever be without I. And that sense of I am, of beingness, of presence, that is at the core of yourself, gets mixed up with memories and with mind movements and with the story. But one could almost say, if you distill from the story of your life, the sense of I that remained, even when your life was totally different 20 or 30 years ago, like a different incarnation, even there at bottom, there was still an I am. Not the I of the story, but a deeper sense of I am-ness. That was you, and this is you, and that doesn't change. At the deepest level, the sense of who you are, regardless of what happens in the externals of your life, that changes. If tomorrow, let's say you are a multimillionaire and tomorrow you lose it all, and the day after tomorrow you are penniless, the sense of the story would have changed, but the I-ness, I am-ness underneath it would not have changed, or the other way around. If you win $1 million tomorrow and today you have nothing, you might sit in a bigger house, have a slightly more pleasant story to tell yourself, and a fictitious sense of self that would have expanded into a bigger house. I have expanded into this mansion, me. For a little while, it feels good. Then it goes. But deeper than that is something that never leaves you, which is almost impossible to put into words because it goes beyond anything that language can really speak of. And language here can only point, to it. You need to sense that, use the pointer, that the words, and find that deeper sense of I am underneath the story that remained the same. And what now the mind says, what is that? I'll give you another pointer. What other thing is there, so to speak? It's not a thing. What other thing is there that never changed in your life, apart from that deepest sense of I am-ness? What other thing is there that was always the same, that was always there? The present moment. It was always now. No matter what happened in your life, it was always now. Even that's a paradox to even say it. It was now. Doesn't even make sense. But it was always now. Isn't that so there? And so here we come to something very mysterious. That these actually are one. And what we call the now, the present moment, is actually much deeper, something that contains a very deep mystery that you can never fully understand. We can only get a glimpse of what that means. This now is actually much deeper than we realized, because we thought that the present moment is what happens. But what happens, happens in the field of now. It isn't the now. What happens changes continuously. Things come and go and come and go. You leave here, totally new experiences after you leave here. And so this is why people think one moment succeeds another moment and another moment and another moment. That's not true. If you look more deeply, it's always one moment, this one. It's always this moment. What changes is the form that this moment takes. That changes continuously. But because of the continuously changing forms that this moment takes, people believe there are thousands of moments every day. Whereas, of course, everybody can verify in their own experience that there is only one moment ever. This moment. Your life was never and will never not be now. And you will never not be yourself.